Hello, everybody. Welcome to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, and a very special week for the Philadelphia Eagles. The final practice at NovaCare today, and it's off to New England for 3 days of practice this week against the Patriots in Massachusetts. And then, of course, Friday, preseason game number two, 6 ABC, 7:30 p.m. kickoff. And, Chris, I'll say the Eagles have not gone away on this kind of trip in any time in my memory. The last thing I can remember, Buddy Ryan taking the team away, spending a week in Arizona prior to playoff games back in the 1980s. So this is truly a special week.
Certainly a special week. That's definitely the case there. And what I want to see from this football team is you look at the Eagles' defense. Bill Davis leading this crew in his second year. How are they going to fare against Tom Brady and the prolific Patriots offense? The Patriots came to the NovaCare Complex last season and performed very well against the Eagles' defense, which was transitioning to the 3-4. And then Nick Foles, how does he do against this Patriots defense? Obviously, Bill Belichick, one of the geniuses in the game. So certainly looking to see how the team bounces back from Friday's preseason opener.
And in addition to that, not going away for training camp, this is an opportunity for the Eagles to bond just a little bit on the road. Bill Davis spoke to the media today, Chris, and seems pretty happy with the way the defense is shaping up.
Very much so. We're going to send it out to the field now where Bo Wolf was in on the press conference.
Thanks, guys. And as the team prepares to head up to New England for 3 days of practices and a preseason game against the New England Patriots, defensive coordinator Bill Davis talked about his thoughts of Friday's preseason opener against the Chicago Bears, what he thought of first-round pick Marcus Smith.
I think you saw his athleticism. Again, those guys are thinking a lot. The very first preseason game is always their hardest. They've got the most nerves. It's the first time they got the wow factor. They're in the NFL. That settles after a couple plays, after a couple quarters. Now you typically see the second, third, and fourth preseason game with young guys. You see big growth because the nervous part, the, oh, my God, that's Jay Cutler over there, whoever it is kind of gone. And now they slowly start saying, okay, this is football again. Let me just do my thing, and they get better because of it.
We will be on scene all week for full coverage of the joint practices between the Eagles and the Patriots right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Stay tuned for more. Back to you guys in the studio.
Well, thank you very much, Bo. Chris, stage is set for some good things happening up in Massachusetts. What are you going to do without us all week?
I'll be anchoring the show from here.
That's very well. We'll have great coverage for you from Massachusetts.
Yes, but outside of that, I don't know. It's going to be a little quiet around here.
Enjoy it, buddy. So, we're going to have a good time here.
Certainly. But now on the other side here of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, I'll be joined in the studio by Shiel Kapadia, who does a great job covering the team for Birds 24/7, to get his insight on how the team is progressing to this point through training camp.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Now more than ever, you're making my Bob-O-Pedic your Bob-O-Pedic.
When you compare Bob-O-Pedic to the competition, the outcome is stunning.
Their 8-inch is $17.99. My 9-inch is only $5.99.
$17.99? I thought it was $13.99.
That one's gone. See? Different cover.
$17.99.
Mine is a whopping $1,200 less.
You can buy three Bob-O-Pedics for the price of one of these.
Isn't it time?
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity and fans of the Birds 24/7 website. I apologize because I pulled Shiel Kapadia off the practice field, so I don't know if you're going to get the detailed notes from today's walkthrough, but nonetheless, He'll have you completely covered. Shield does a great job covering the Eagles. So, Shield, you're in Chicago for the preseason opener. You watched the tape.
Yeah.
What do you think of Nick Foles? Should fans be concerned about the two interceptions?
No, there's no sense to panic. You know, it was one quarter of one preseason game. We saw Nick Foles last year. We saw 10 starts worth of evidence that he was a really good player. And I think, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. Now let's see what he does in games two, three, and what he does here in practice. But right now I'm not overly concerned with Nick Foles based on what we saw last year and in the first preseason game.
On the other side, Mark Sanchez, very impressive in his debut with the Eagles. What did you like from what you saw on tape?
He really was impressive. You know, I wasn't sure about that signing. I wasn't sure what he had left or how he would fit into this offense, but he was sharp. I mean, decision-making and accuracy. He threw a couple balls down the seam. One was to Zach Ertz, which was a big catch. Maybe his best throw of the day might have been to Jordan Matthews. It was kind of tight coverage there, and he placed the ball right in Matthews' hands, and the defensive back knocked it out. But that was a great throw, so I was really impressed with him. And, you know, I think he's obviously going to be the number two guy, it looks like.
Shield, you saw Zach Ertz, 4 catches, 60 yards. Everyone keeps asking me, what kind of production is he going to have? What's his role going to be in the offense? After what you've seen in training camp, what you saw in the preseason opener, what do you think Zach Ertz's role is going to be in 2014?
He's going to have a big year, and it goes back to everything we saw with Chip Kelly this offseason about wanting pass catchers who can beat man coverage and make contested catches. I don't think anyone on the roster does that better than Zach Ertz. You know, he can have a linebacker, a safety all over him. You throw the football up. He showed this at the second half of last year. He can make the catch. So I don't think they're going to be able to afford to keep him on the sidelines this year. His blocking may not be as good as Brent Celek's, but you can just use him in so many different ways in the passing game. I really think he's going to have a big year.
All right, Shield, it's not the sexiest part of the game, but it's so integral to the success of the team, and that's the offensive line. And there are a lot of question marks about the backup offensive linemen going into this season, a lot of young, unproven players. What did you think of their performance in the opener on Friday?
Yeah, it was funny because the starters on offensive line did not play that well, and they obviously were so strong last year. But the backups came in, so many question marks, and I thought they really played well. It might have been the biggest bright spot on the offense. And the one guy I thought that stood out was Matt Tobin, the second-year player, was an undrafted free agent out of Iowa last year, didn't get a chance to be on the field. I mean, he was, you know, crushing linebackers at the second level, really opening up holes for that running game. So I think he might be your Allen Barbary for the first four games while Lane Johnson's out. I think if anyone else goes down, it looks like Tobin might be the guy to step up.
Very important role to fill there. Let's go to the defensive side of the football. First-round draft pick Marcus Smith II. There's been virtually no hype about him. It's been the Jordan Matthews show all training camp. You saw Smith. He had a chance to drop back in coverage. He got to rush the passer. When you looked at the tape, what did you think of his performance?
Yeah, I think anyone who looks at Marcus Smith and just looks at kind of a box score or the sack numbers may be disappointed this year, but I think if you really watch the game, he's going to have an impact because we saw it. He can do a lot of things. He nearly had an interception, had a batted pass at the line of scrimmage. He was one-on-one in space. I think it was with a wide receiver, maybe a tight end, made the tackle. So his athleticism shows up. His length shows up. I think the pass rush will probably be the last thing to come. Maybe we don't see that really come until 2015. But as a rookie, he's going to have an impact in a lot of ways and gives Billy Davis some flexibility.
Shield, one player you spotlighted in your review was linebacker Michael Kendricks. Yeah. His role is going to expand this season. He's the dime linebacker, becoming more and more comfortable and confident in the defense, playing within the scheme. How did he do on Friday night?
Yeah, the first series, I think he was in on every play. The first run play, I think he forced it to bounce to the outside a little bit. Then he made a nice tackle in space, I think, against Brandon Marshall, which is not a tough matchup. And then he got deep in his drop there on the third down. If you remember, the pass in the end zone helped force an incompletion. So very good start for Michael Kendricks. I think on defense, there's like three or four guys where you say if they can make the leap, this can be a really good defense. And Michael Kendricks, Fletcher Cox, those are some of those guys.
Who are the other guys? We'll finish up on that.
I think those are the two main ones, I would say, Cox and Kendricks. I think if you can find a way to get Curry on the field in all those third down situations, he can really help you. And I think, you know, I guess it goes back to that draft class 2 years ago. Boykin, you know what you're getting. But if a couple of those guys can step up their game even a little bit more, the defense will be helped.
Shield Kapati, we'll let you get back out and watch the remainder of the walkthrough. Thank you for joining us here inside the studio on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. More after this quick break.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says, I earned this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
Eagles fans, enter to win 2014 season tickets courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhillyWeekly for your chance to get lower level seats to every home game this season. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Time now for 2-Minute Tweets. Chance to answer some of the fans' questions. You ready for this one, Chris?
Certainly so.
Here we go. Nick Foles in game number 2 asked at Matt McKercher, how many series will Nick Foles get?
Ooh, I think it's really going to come down to how well he's performing on the field. Typically, you see a little more in the second preseason game. You expect him to go into the second quarter in this matchup to lead up to that pivotal third preseason game, which is against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I would put at least into the second quarter, but certainly you want to see progress from that preseason opener against the Bears.
Yeah, I think Chip Kelly will see how the week goes against the Patriots and then go from there, but I think certainly Nick Foles will see a lot more than 10 to 15 snaps like he did last week against the Chicago Bears. All right, at DPGZ Prolifis says, do you think Aurelius Ben can make the 53-man roster? Very tough for Aurelius Ben to make this offensive roster. The depth chart at wide receiver is pretty crowded. I look at it like this, Chris. There are 5 spots pretty much locked up. Macklin, Cooper, Huff, Matthews, Brad Smith. If the Eagles carry 6, maybe it's Aurelius Ben who got the start against the Bears.
I would agree with you on that sentiment. For Aurelius Ben, he's a tall, physical receiver. He's someone who has to do some damage after the catch. He also needs to showcase his special team skills as well. That's the way he can work his way onto the roster.
All righty. And finally, from @BeOut, how can Vinny Curry, @BeOut, how can Vinny Curry get on the field? Can Vinny Curry get on the field in base defense? Well, you know, Bill Davis talked about that. And the thing about Vinny Curry, a natural pass rusher, but the Eagles play a 2-gap system. That means they go one-on-one against a lineman. And so that opens up the gap on either side of the lineman for the linebackers to come in and make plays. Curry is more of a natural pass rusher, get through the gap. He seems to have made a nice adjustment there, played very well against the Bears. And I think if he continues to play this way and give the Eagles that pass rush punch, you always want to get a pass rush, a better pass rush, and Curry could be that spark.
Certainly, Curry added a little spice, so to speak, to the pass rush there. Look, he's someone who is really quick off the ball, coming in at 280 pounds. He changed his diet in the offseason, really dedicated himself to be in a position where he could help out this defensive unit. Very effective when put in the pass rush situations last season. Look, Bill Davis, just take advantage of what he can do well. Don't try to force him into something that doesn't adhere to his skill set.
Yeah, and really, really good improvement for Vinny Curry the last couple of seasons here. He's been a soldier, worked very hard, and become a good player in this 3-4 scheme, but obviously naturally more of a 4-3 player. So thank you. Keep those questions coming. Hit us up on Twitter @EagleShows. All right, now we know a player is going to be on the 53-man roster, going to be a starter, going to be part of the base, was used all over the field on Friday night in Chicago. He is the subject of Melissa Kelly's Player in Focus. Safety Malcolm Jenkins.
Suiting up for his first time in midnight green, safety Malcolm Jenkins turned in a strong performance this past Friday against the Chicago Bears. He is known for his vocal leadership in the locker room, and his new teammates have come to see that his actions speak just as loud.
I think Malcolm's doing a great job not only picking up the defense but being a leader. He's making, you know, plays out there like he did all throughout the day. He's aggressive, and the guys respond to him. And then in the locker room, I know a lot of the guys look up to him, and he's a great player to have on this team. He's a, you know, great addition.
Malcolm he's been he's added that true that leadership to our back end that we needed and we missed. He's a guy who stepped in, been vocal, guy who stepped in, made plays for us. You know, he's not afraid to make the calls. He steps in, he's just done a great job, fit right in with our defense. He's like the piece we've been missing.
Jenkins was acquired by the Eagles during their busy offseason. Recently, head coach Chip Kelly had the opportunity to explain why his staff targeted the former Saint.
He's been a great leader in the locker room and in the meeting rooms. He's got a really, really, really good football knowledge. I think he's done a great job with our staff of asking a lot of interesting questions in terms of, you know, maybe we can, you know, fit it this way as opposed to the way we are fitting it. And I think he's really fit in, I think, maybe better than I think anybody on our staff thought he was going to fit in just because we weren't familiar with him. But he's a football player, and he adds a lot of stability to the back end out there.
You can catch Jenkins and the Eagles back in preseason action this Friday against the New England Patriots. The game can be seen locally at 7:30 p.m. on 6 ABC. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Of course, the Eagles leaving for New England practices against the Patriots on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, preseason game number 2. On Friday at 7:30, you can watch it locally on 6 ABC. Well, how do the players feel about this week against the Patriots? We caught up with some of them after the walkthrough on Monday at the NovaCare Complex.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about this. This is awesome. I love practicing against another team. I've done it for most of my career. We used to do it against the Saints. We've done it here with the Patriots last year. I think it's a lot of fun. It's perfect timing for us and during this week and where it kind of times up with camp. So I'm excited, and then exciting to go play a team like the Patriots too. We'll get good work against those guys.
And it's going to be a nice little practice for us. For sure, we're going to utilize, you know, every moment of that time and really capitalize off that.
You know, we got to be ready, on top of our game, and it's going to be competitive. But we're ready for it. We've been, and our whole secondary is ready for it right now. So we can't wait.
It's always good to go against a different type of offensive set. We'll get to see some different plays coming at us in different ways. And also, anytime you get to go against one of the top quarterbacks in the league, Tom Brady, who's going to be a Hall of Fame guy, anytime you get an opportunity to go up against him a couple of days out of the week, it's really, really great work for our team.
You know, who we got, because this is our chance to evaluate ourselves against a different opponent. You know, I know all of my teammates' tips and tells at this point in camp. Now you get to go against fresh bodies, fresh looks, and quality looks too, because they're definitely a great team that's coached well and well prepared.
I'm actually pretty excited about that because I get to go against different guys. And it's just like game tempo every day for everybody. You know, we're going to play them Friday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be like a game for us because we don't know what they do. So it's just like game prep.
I am, yeah. No, I think it's a good opportunity for us. Last year we got a little taste of it when they came here, and it's always good whenever you can go against something different and get as many reps against different players as you can to try and hone in different techniques and things like that.
You know, a chance to go against some new faces. You know, obviously for myself, you know, I'm going against one of the best corners in the game in Revis, and it'd be a good test to kind of see where I'm at.
We're going to go against someone else, so that'll be great for us to see different defense in a practice setting, just to continue to grow our younger guys and for our older guys just to continue to clean up things.
Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur kicks off our coverage from Massachusetts on Tuesday. And I'll be there. Chris will be here anchoring things in Philadelphia. I'll be up there with Bo Wolf. And looking forward to some really good football, the Eagles and the Patriots.
Look, I'm still salty towards New England over the Super Bowl. I know it's been over 10 years.
I think everybody is.
I'm sure everyone is, but I'm still salty. But I cannot wait to see the Eagles in action. Just a much different, much more mature team than a year ago when they were just getting adjusted to Chip Kelly. This is a great litmus test for the team this week.
All right, very good. We will have complete coverage of everything Eagles and Patriots from Massachusetts for you. Make sure you tune in to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week. And Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity returns on Tuesday at 5 p.m. We thank you for joining us today. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.